kol hanesim kulan nichnas the beis hasimcha la'achar shloshim yom. So by shar krovim, you're allowed to enter a beis hasimcha after shloshim, meaning during shloshim there is an isser of entering a beis hasimcha. Al aviv al imo la'achar yud beis chodesh. And when it comes to aviv and imo, so that isser shloshim applies to the entire yud beis chodesh. So it's also to go into a beis hasimcha for yud beis chodesh. We'll have to define what a beis simcha is. Minimally, it's a sudas nisuin. We'll have to see if that is expanded to anything else. Amar Rabba bar Rabba, simchas mereus. And there's also an isser of simchas mereus, of a simcha of camaraderie. Meisi vei, simcha of mereus, shloshim yom, kashi. Amar Masi hachi, Amar Rabba bar Chana, simchas mereus, mochili kadas alter. So there's something called the Simchas Mereus, and the Simchas Mereus, which is the Pur Anusa, is Mutter Miyad, and if it's the Arisusa, it's Aser Toch Shloshim. So we have to define this as we go on. So our concern for the moment is the first part of this Gemara, that there's an Isser of Knisa L'deis HaSimcha for Shar Krovim Shloshim and Al Aviv Ima Yudei Chodesh. The Aruch HaShulchan notes in the beginning of Siman Shin Tzadi Aleph that there are slightly different terms used in the various sources for this halacha. The Gemara here that we just cited on Kaf Beis Amud Beis uses the term Beis HaSimcha. However, if you look at the Maseches Makos, there's a parallel line in the Maseches Makos that says Beis HaMishta as opposed to Beis HaSimcha. And the Rishami just uses the Lashon of Seuda. So the same basic maimer is presented in three places, either as Beis HaSimcha, Beis HaMishta, or Seuda. The Aruch HaShulchan bottom line thinks that there isn't necessarily significance in the different terms, they're just used to mean potentially the same thing. So whatever the term is, Beis HaMishta, Beis HaSimcha, there's an Isser for an Avel to enter such an event during Shloshim and during Yud Beis Chodesh. And we'll see in Rishonim and in the Ramah that there may be a class of Seudos Mitzvah that have a lower degree of prohibition than whatever this Beis HaMishta is. So for the moment, we'll just focus on a Seudos Nisuin as being the main application of Beis HaSimcha. If you look in Tosos here, Dibur Maskul Ul Simchas Mereus at the end of Tosos, Tosos assumes that the Gemara's Isser of entering a Beis HaSimcha is limited to a situation where you're going to eat in that Beis HaSimcha. Tosos writes, Knisa B'lav Achila Shari, simply to enter such a Seuda without eating would be Mutter, De'ein Simcha B'lav Achila Ushasiya. That there's no simcha absent achila v'shasiya. So the whole isser of k'nisa l'beis ha-simcha is somewhat lav dafka. It's not just k'nisa l'beis ha-simcha, but it's entering the beis ha-simcha and partaking in the se'uda. The Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam quotes two deos about this, whether indeed it's usher to enter a beis ha-simcha even if you're not going to eat. And he quotes that Nixas Chachamim had the practice of entering Bishas Simcha u'Bishas Seuda without eating. So there were some Rabbanim who had the practice when it availeth of entering a Seudas Nisuin and not eating from the food. And that's what the Rush quotes here in Simon Membeis from the Rabbi Huda Barceloni. He quotes, Yesh Nogin, that was in Yud Beis Chodesh, and Avel would go into the Beis HaChuppah, either Lishmo HaBrachos, to hear the Shavar Brachos, or Levaker, or to visit, but not to eat. So these Rishonim hold that the Isser of Knisa, the Beis HaSimcha, is limited to eating, but there's no prohibition at all in entering a Beis HaSimcha, going to Chasana, as long as you don't eat. And the Rabban himself, in the Torah Sa'adam, is Machmir. He assumes the halakha that there is indeed an Isser Kenisa even without eating. The Ritva assumes this as well, but the Ritva has a slightly different perspective. The Ritva here on Kaveh Zamaveh's Diver Maskel Al Kol HaNesim, the Ritva writes that an Ovel was not permitted to enter a Chuppah of Beis HaChasanos, even just to hear the Birchas Nesu'in. Because the Ritva writes, Ein Mitzvah Zu Mutalos Alav, She'ein Avelos Im Simcha Klav. So theoretically, if an oven would be bechlal mitzvah simchas chasimikala, so we could entertain that an oven would be permitted to enter a chuppah. However, an oven, writes a ritva, is mufka from the mitzvah of simchas chasimikala, because avelus is incompatible with simcha, and if he's mitzuva in avelus, so he can't simultaneously have any tivoy to engage in simcha. So that's the ritva formulation, that an avil is mufka from Simchas Chasan Mekalah, and therefore there is no hazard to enter a chuppah or a suudas nesu'in, even if you're not going to eat. That nekuda, the mechaber seems to present both deos here. Simin Shin Sadi Aleph Si'if Gimel. The mechaber writes, Likanis l'chuppah shelo b'shach achila l'shmo ha-brachos. So to enter a chuppah when people are not eating, just to hear the Birchas Nesu'in, Birchas Eris and Birchas Nesu'in, Yesh Matir V'Yesh Osrin, Ela Omeid Chutz L'Bayis V'Shema Brachos. So the Bechaber says, subject to Machlokes, and the Machmirim would say you're allowed to stand outside of the Chasana Hall to hear the Brachos, but you can't go inside. And the Ramah quotes that the Minog is to be Machmir, and not to enter a nisuin, even if you're not going to eat. And that's based, 1 second, so that's based on the Rush, he writes here in Siman and Beis, that was the Minigan Ashkenaz, that if someone wanted to participate in a chasana as an avil, he would stand outside the base hakupa to hear the brachos, but there's no heter to enter inside. Sean.
What's the common
I'm sorry? This isn't a yesh v'yesh. I mean, it's there. The klal is stami. This isn't a stami yesh omrim. This is a yesh matir v'yesh osrim. I don't know what does Rav Avadya have qualin by Yesh Osim Yesh Matirim. Rav Avadya assumes that even Tvardim or Machmer on this not to go without eating, although with Sirufim and situations in which their grounds Lakula, Rav Avadya may be more inclined to be Mekul because he's not bound by the stronger formulation of the Nahagam of the Ramah. But Rav Avadya would not be not allow Stam and Avil to attend the chuppah without qualification. Okay. But the Rama adds a certain caveat. So the Lashon Rama here is Avalo Yikanes Labayis Klau Bishasha Omdim Sham Bimizmute Chasim Akawa. So you shouldn't enter the house, the hall where the chuppah is taking place, when everyone's standing there, be mizmute chasimakawa, mizmute singing, music, dancing, something of that sort, v'chein ogen mashkenaz, v'be medinos elu, v'kol zeh v'vayit she'osin achasim ha'sha'ofen v'sha'osim ha'smechim sham, aval v'chuppah she'osin v'eit ha'knesses, shem v'varachim v'irchas erisim nesu'in v'ein sham simcha klau. So what about just going, if the chuppah is in a different room, different building than the seuda, so maybe you could go into the chuppah just to hear the brachos. However, even there, v'yesh osim ha-shloshim, for sharkrovim, v'chein yirali v'yesh mekomim shemachmir liyos avil omi kol yubayf chodesh chus ha-beis ha-knesses l'shma brachos. And v'yesh mekomim, where the practice is, that an avil will not enter even to just hear brachos, for the entirety of Yevet Chodesh, and then he concludes the Chayn Noagin. Then the Rama says, actually, let's go back. So the Rama in Sif Beis has the following. The Chaburas Mitzvah, so Mechaber just established the Isser of Knisel Beis HaMishta, and the Rama writes, the Chaburas Mitzvah, Kegon Shemasi Yasam Yisom L'Shem Shemayim, for a Chaburas Mitzvah, Yerushalmi has a lashon that chaburas mitzvah is mutter. So what's a chaburas mitzvah? So the Rama says the chaburas mitzvah kagod shemesi yasam yisama. You're marrying off a yasam yisama l'shem shamayim. V'im lo yochol sham yispatel hamaisa. And if this avel is not going to partake in the sudas nisuin, the whole wedding may be called off. Mutter l'achar lamed. So then it would be mutter for him to participate in this chasana l'achar lamed. Aval toch lamed aser l'chol sudas mitzvah sheba olam. So if it's a situation where your lack of participation would harm the chances of the chasana getting off the ground, then la'achar shloshim, even for other v'ima, tokiyu beis kodesh, would be mutter to participate. What is Rama here based on? Where is Rama coming from? That this is based on a ravid quoted in the Rush here in Simen Mem Beis. The ravid is bothered by the following problem. That the Bavli seems to indicate that a Sudas Mitzvah is a problem for an Avil to attend. An Avil is not permitted to attend a Sudas Mitzvah. As opposed to a Sudas Rishus. So a Sudas Rishus may be permissible. A Sudas Mitzvah would be also. However, the Maseches Machos has the following line. I'll call a mason after Leilech with a Samishta Ashtoshim Yom. Love of Imo Ashigarbo Chavera. The Yishalmi, the Maseches Machos has a line of Ashigarbo Chavera in the context of Sudas Beis HaMishta. Fine. El Imke Naisel Hashem Shemayim. So an Avil is not allowed to participate in a Beis HaMishta unless it's Hashem Shemayim. So Hashem Shemayim sounds less. Sounds like unless it's a Sudas Mitzvah. So our Gemara here says that a Sudas Mitzvah is more of a problem, and the Maseches Machos seems to indicate that a Sudas Mitzvah is less of a problem. That you're not allowed to attend the Beis HaMishtah, but you'll have to attend the Sudah L'Shem Shemayim. So the Beis HaMishtah Stav and Sudas Rishos, and L'Shem Shemayim, that's a Sudas Mitzvah. So the Ravid answers that apparent stira by suggesting that L'Shem Shemayim doesn't mean Stav and Sudas Mitzvah, because in fact, Stam Sudas Mitzvah, Stam Sudas Nisuin, it would be usher for an Avil to attend. But rather, L'Shem Shemayim means a specific case, Haimu Shehu Meisi Yasam Yisomo Ani V'Ani L'Shem Shemayim, where you're marrying off orphans or Aniyim L'Shem Shemayim. V'im Lo Yikanes Sham Yisbatel Amaisa. And if the Avil doesn't attend that chasana, then Yisbatel HaMaisa. So literally Yisbatel HaMaisa sounds like the chasana won't take place. So we'll modify that in a moment. So L'Shem Shemayim means to attend a Nisuin of Yasam Yisama Anidaniya, where if you're not going to attend Yisbatel HaMaisa. Aval the Nisui Ashir Shizminu L'Suda Kedei L'Skabibo. But Stam, a Sudas Nisuin of Ashirim, where you're just invited as a social courtesy, Asli Kandashan, that you're not allowed to enter. So that's the Lashon HaRaiva quoted in the Rush, that L'Shem Shemayim means Sudas Yasam Yisoma, where if you don't participate, Yisbatel HaMaisa. So that is the basis of this Ramah. The Chaburah Mitzvah Kigon Shemasi Yasam Yisom L'Shem Shemayim Bim Lo Yochal Shem Yisbata L'Maisa Mutter L'Acher Shloshim. Now, it's worth noting that there is a significant difference between the Lashon of the Ravid quoted in the Rash and the Lashon of the Ramah. Anyone pick up on it? The Lashon of the Ravid and the Rash is Im Lo Yikanes Sham Yisbata L'Maisa, if you don't enter. Lashon of Ramah is Im Lo Yochal Sham, if you're not going to eat there. If you're not going to eat there, sounds like if you're not going to eat there, it's not going to happen, so you'll have to go and eat. Lashon Ravid is if you don't attend, then Yisbata L'Maisa. But does that give you a heter to eat? Not necessarily. Maybe you're only allowed to attend, but not allowed to eat. Because after all, eating in a Sudas and Suin, as we saw, is more chomer. Whether you're allowed to attend Bechlal and Machlokas Rishonim, even though we're makaran at L'chachila, at least that's the minute of the Ramah, but to eat would be aser L'chaladeus, unless there's a situation of this dispensation of the Ravid. So the Ramah's Lashon of Im lo yochal sham is different than Im lo yikanes sham. Avi. Okay. Now, what is this formulation of Yisbatel HaMaisa? So literally speaking, Yisbatel HaMaisa sounds like if you don't attend or you don't eat there, then there's a chance that the wedding is not going to happen. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan here in Sifkat and Hay, writes that this is lav dafka. Doesn't mean that literally the shidduch is going to be called off if this person doesn't attend. That's a highly unlikely scenario. If everything's ready for the chasana to take off, it's unlikely that the absence of one person, even if he's heavily invested in the chasana, is going to prevent it from taking place. The more likely, what it means is that without his participation, there will be a certain level of tsar, of anguish, caused to the chasim and kala. So in such a scenario, we allow an avil to attend the chasana if his absence would cause undue anguish to the chasan and kala. And that's also the position developed by the Tshuvas Zera Emes, cited both in the Badi Yashofen and the Divrei Sofrim here, Badi Yashofen and Sifkat and Tesvav, and the Divrei Sofrim Sifkat and Kaf, Badi Yashofen, Sifkat and Tesvav, Divrei Sofrim Sifkat and Kaf. They both quote the Zera Emes, who says that the intention of the Ravid was that if you don't go to this chasana, then there will be a diminishing of the Simchas Chasan, the Kala. And based on this, the Tshuvas Zera Emes says that this halach is not limited to a Yasam Yisoma situation. It also applies to the father of the Chasan the Kala. If the father of the Chasan the Kala is an Avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh, it would be permissible to attend the chasana of a child because the absence of a parent at their kid's chasana would cause an undue and unjust amount of anguish to the chasan, the kala.
Would that also apply to, let's say, the ground of the community? He's not there, and it would be like something absent?
So we'll get to that in the context of being the Sabbath Kedusha. So hold on to that.
Yeah. Who doesn't that way? The father of the...
So far we quoted the Tshuva Zera Emes,
right,
cited in the Achronim. We'll quote more who say that shortly. Now, the Divrei Sofrim just wonders, in the Emek Davar Sivkata Mendalit, that's true, that the din of the Ravid of Nasi Yasam Yisoma applies to the parents of the Chasan Kala as well, so why did the Ravid say it? The Ravid presents L'Shem Shamayim as this very limited, relatively uncommon scenario of an Avel who was involved in planning the wedding of a Yasam Yasoma, whose absence would be sorely noted, sorely missed. But the situation of a father or mother, the chassan, being an avelus is presumably a more common scenario. And if the din is the same, why did the Raivin not mention that as opposed to Masi Yasam Yasoma? That the Dibri Sofim asks and leaves us a question. Rav Avadya quotes from Yeshuvat Maharshtam, who says that no, that's Pashit. You know, the Rav is telling you what the Rav saw is a bigger fish. It's lomi by that the presence of a parent at the chasana of a child is permissible even during Avelos, because the absence of a parent would severely hamper the Simchas Chasana Kala. The Chiddush is, even in a case where it's a non-relative, by Masi Yasam Yisoma, there's still a heter. So lo mi bai for other the imo of a Chasam Akala, and even by non-relative in the case of Masi Yasam Yisoma, we would allow the participation of the Avel Shelo Yisbatel Hanaisa. That's how the Marshtam explains how this din could be true, even if the Raivid didn't mention it explicitly. He thinks that the Raivid is telling you what, from one perspective, would be the bigger fish. If you look in the Gilead Marashah, Shlomo Egi here on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, he has the following comment. So there's a case that he has to paskin on where the chasan's mother was an avelus. The aden lo ratza lisa in lo tia ha'em shosh venus. And the son didn't want to get married if his mother couldn't walk him down the aisle. The al hanesuin of the al hanesuin would be there for the wedding. The ne'ez atam shenasal mdor, for whatever reason that he had. Sounds like the Marsha wasn't so convinced of the reason, but that was the case. The Tarti Mimneshalo Kiyamah Mrs. Furubu. So he allowed the mother to attend the chasana of the son because the son hadn't yet been Mekai Furubu. Sounds like if it would have been a second marriage, then he wouldn't have been so ready to be Matir. The Ayin Kedem Gedol Lator, the Hechot Shemutulo Lithnos Nishum Hesed, Yochel Av Lithnos Lechopas Pito. Then he quotes that where there's going to be a hefsed, and where the father's absence would, sounds like, create some financial loss, so then he's allowed to attend as long as he doesn't eat. So this is an allowance in a situation for a parent, Tokyo Beis Chodesh, to attend the wedding of a child, but it's not as expansive. There does seem to be a limitation of Loki and Mrs. Peruhu, and the son is absolutely insistent that he won't get married if his mother doesn't show up. Ramosha Fachuva, yeah.
Peruhu factor is that they want him to get married.
Right, that's the Simon Shinsani Bay's discussion, that an Avel who hasn't yet been the Kain Puruvu is allowed to get married sooner than someone who has. Ramosha has two shuvas, and we'll talk about the second one first, because the first one is a bigger fetish. Ramosha, Yerodea Chelik Bay, Simon Kuf Ayin Aleph. Chelik Bay, Simon Kuf Ayin Aleph. So Ramosha quotes Gilead Marsha, and he is matir a parent to attend the wedding of a child tochi beis chodesh, potentially even toch shloshim, because the failure to do so would almost definitionally create some kind of a diminution in the simchas chasam akala. So even if there's no specific request, an Avel is allowed to attend the chasana of a child, Tav Shloshim, Tav Yud Beis Chodesh. Gor Moshe recommends that the Avel not eat in a kviyistic fashion. So because there is still a restriction and it's more kambur to the ochel in the Suda's Nisuin, the Moshe says that he should grab a bite here, grab a bite there, but not sit down to kviyas to eat as one of the other guests. The cloud was not so pashut what the hefty would be to eat in the situation. So we noted the difference in girsa between the Rai and the Ramah about imlo yikanes shabbat versus imlo yelposham. It's difficult to conceive of a situation in which whether the father or mother eats or not affects the simchas chasam akala or chasam akala. It's like often the bali simcha sam don't eat. So to say that the father of the chasam, the mother of the chasam kala is allowed to eat at the suda sasu and tochavelas is not so pashut at all. It's very unlikely that anyone would even notice if they ate or not, and therefore definitely questionable whether in such a situation they should eat. Rabbi Willie told me that when he attended the chasen of one of his children in Tokyo, Beis Chodesh, and he took the food and went out to a different building, a different floor, to eat. But so whether you could eat in the at the chasen itself under these circumstances is questionable. Moshe does say that where the norm is that the father sits next to the chasen at the suda, and his absence from sitting next to the chasen would be noted, so then maybe he'd even be allowed to sit next to his son, the chasen. Somehow in today's day and age, that's less popular. Have family seated at the dais. Okay. What is the basis of the Raivid's position? There is a iser for the other to be mishtatif in a suda nesuin. So why is the fact that he has a connection to be masi yasi misoma, why does that affect the iser that he has? So the Divrei Sofrim suggests sifkat and yotes that since the simcha is to some extent dependent on him, so he's considered one of the Bali Simcha. The case of Masi Yasam Yisoma, the case that the Rabbi talks about, where his absence is going to somehow play a role or be significantly noted, so that makes him into one of the Bali Simcha. And there's a certain latitude for the Bali Simcha to attend a Seudas Mitzvah. So for example, that is the psak of the Maharil, Simon Kuf Tazayin, quoted here in the Ramah, that the Aviyah Ben, or the Sandik, is allowed to attend a Seudas Bris Mila even during Avelos. That's what the Ramah writes in the end of Se'if Yud Sepeis. Avashu Balbris, Balbris means either the Aviyah Ben or the Sandik, O Mohel, Yilbash Bigde Shabbos, Ad La'akar Amila, U'mutra Likanis L'mila La'akol Sham, Imhu La'akar Shloshim. And then he's allowed to attend the Seudas Bris Mila and to eat there, Toch Yud Beis Chodesh. Which is a reference to something that Ramah had written earlier. That's based on the Tshuva's Maharil. And the Tshuva's Maharil bases himself on this Ravid. Except just like the Ravid writes that where Hasimcha Tluyabo can go Masi Yasa Yisoma Yishari Lakal Afilu Nesudas Nesuin Dechash Simcha Shalo Nesudas Mitzvah. So just as where the simcha is dependent on him, the case of Masi Yasam Yisom, he's allowed to eat it from the Seudas Nesuin, because it's considered Simcha Shelo Seudas Mitzvah. Here at the High Baal Bris Nami, Lo Shna Kevish Yom Shelo. So the Raya is Matir eating from the Seudas Mitzvah, where your Masi Yosem Yisoma, because of Simcha Tuli Abo. The same thing is true by the Baal Bris. It's considered Yom Tov Dilei, it is Simcha Shelo, and therefore permissible for him to partake in the Suda. Okay. So that is the Psak of the Maril. So Maril is pretty explicit that that seems to be the basis of the Raya, that by Masi Yasi Misom is considered Simcha Shelo, and that creates a hazard to be Mishtatev in the Seuda. Right, the Maril is assuming that in the scenario of the Raya, you can even eat there without qualification, because that's considered Simcha Shelo. According to that analysis, it would seem that you could eat there even if the analysis is that it's Simcha Shelo, that's more of a grounds to even allow a chila potentially. Okay. Rav Schechter served as a sandik at the bris of one of my sons during the year that he was an avelis for his father. And he participated in Eid at the Seudas Mitzvah because he was a sandik in the Baal Simcha, as there are Ramah passages here based on the Maril. The Hagos Ashri in Simon Mem Beis quotes that this then also applies in a situation where you need to use an avel to make a minyan for a Shabbat brachos. So the Hagos Ashri there paskins that if you need the avel to be mashdom a minyan for Shabbat brachos, then he's allowed to attend the Suda Shabbat brachos, and he's allowed to eat together with the participants. And that's what Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes here on the bottom of the page. She'ima yatzarek v'hashtam asar lachasem demotir likanez v'lechol. In the back of the Sefer Pnei Baruch, there are a few brief tshuvas from the Shlomo Zalman. And the Shlomo Zalman there writes that the same is true for Panim Chadashos, that if you need to bring in an Avel to serve as Panim Chadashos, then you're allowed to do so, and he's allowed to participate in the meal. The Baal Shulchan wonders, well, is that dependent anyway on the Shaila as to whether the Panim Chadashos needs to eat to count as Panim Chadashos, which is Machlokas HaPoskim and HaPashuk. The other Kiddush there is there's no requirement of having a Shabbat Brachos. It's beyond if there is a Shabbat Brachos where there are Panim Chadashos, so if there is a Suda during Shivas Yemei HaMishta where there are Panim Chadashos, then you say Shabbat Brachos. There's no Chiyuv to have Panim Chadashos to enable you to say Shabbat Brachos. So that's an added Kiddush of Shlomo Zalman to assume that where they want him to serve as Panim Chadashos, he's allowed to do so and then partake in the Suda. Yeah.
You can go to that tree, you don't need to have Shabbat Brachos, why are you allowed to count as a minyan?
So that may be, he may be talking about the Suda's Nesu'ah. So the Suda's Nesu'ah,
oh.
So then you do need a minyan. It's not 100% clear, but it's a very brief line, so he could well be talking about the Suda's Nesu'ah. Now, Rav Moshe then has a bigger fish, and this is Chela Dei Simen Kos Samotes, Rav Moshe allows a father or a mother to attend the chuppah of a child even during Shiva. Even though our whole discussion until now is talking about Yubeis Kodesh and perhaps Shloshim, Rav Moshe says that even Tov Shiva, a parent would be allowed to attend the chasana of a child. What's this based on? So Rav Moshe says the absence of a parent would constitute Sa'ar Gadol. And Sar Gadol is no worse than Hesed Mamon in the Davar Avod. So just as we're Matir Davar Avod during Shiva, we're also Matir this kind of Sar, which is no better than Davar Avod. That's where Moshe's Kiddush. The Baal Shulchan here, the Devei Sofrim, both Ask and Rav Moshe. The Baal Shulchan points out, not so pashut that you necessarily assume this equation between Davar Avod and Tsar. So there are many things that may involve some Tsar that aren't necessarily Davar Avod. If you wouldn't be Matir, every situation of Lach and Chol HaMoed where failure to engage in the Malacha would lead to Tsar. And Rav Avadia, even though Rav Avadia in general in Ilchos Avelos is a very big halacha kedivrei hamekel la'avel person, and inclined in both situations lekula, but here he takes issue with Rav Moshe. He thinks that there's no real source. Even though Rav Moshe references the Rav Shlomo Eger that we quoted, but Rav Shlomo Eger is not talking about this situation, definitely not talking to Shiva. So he says that you don't really have any source that indicates there'd be a heter in any situation to attend the chasana toch Shiva. And he says, even though the Tzitz Eliezer was make a like Rav Moshe, as he writes, we have a similar line, I think, in the Taras Abayis in a different context. He writes, even though Ahav Alai, the Tzitz Eliezer, Yoser Ahav Pa'emes. As much as he likes the Tzitz Eliezer, he likes the truth better, and he thinks the truth is that there's no legitimate heter for allowing a parent to attend the chasana toch Shiva. Nevertheless, to the extent that this comes up, my impression is that in America, poskim are makel to allow a avil to attend the chasana of a child toch Shiva. This happened, Rabbi Willig's father passed away, Erev, Shabbos Shavuot Brachos of his nephew, Rabbi Willig's brother's son. So Rabbi David Willig attended the chasana of one of his children, Toch Shiva. That's this tzak of Rav Moshe. Rabbi Willig points out that if you're going to do that, so it's not pashut whether you're allowed to wear begadim she'enam kruim. In an avel tov, we haven't really discussed kriya yet. And the Avol Toch Shiva has to wear begadim kruim, and if he puts on new clothing, he has to wear kriyam that clothing also. So, it's not pashut whether even if you attend the chasana, you could wear regular clothing. Nitek Avril was nakal about this. Rabbi Willig also pointed out it's not so pashut you could wear regular shoes. Rabbi Willig's suggestion is to find non-leather shoes that look like leather shoes. Okay. Then the Rama writes over here, I'm skipping back now to Sif Gimel. Mikol Makom, he's writing, even though the minhag is, or the koma for the minhag is, that an avil doesn't even attend the chuppah toch Yubeis Kodesh. Mikol Makom nira de avil yakol azarif yarkas erisim minasu and tachas a chuppah shev beit haknesses. Nevertheless, an avil is allowed to recite the Birchas Eirusin, meaning from the Masada Kedushin, or to recite Shavir Bach of Takas HaChopach. V'chei yukal lahachnis chasam kederach arsenim sheshnei anashim achnisin hachasam takas HaChopach. And an oval also would be permitted to serve as one of the shoshvinim to walk the chasam down the aisle. V'blavachi heu achar lamed. So essentially, the Ramah here is saying that it's permissible for a Rav who is an Avel of Telki Beis Kodesh to be in the Sadr Kedushin, to recite the Brachos at a Chuppah. The Divrei Sofim quotes here in Sifkaten Samachay, Divrei Sofim Sifkaten Samachay from the Maram Shik. Maram Shik says this is even true Tok Shloshim, that it's a matter of Gemila Schasa to the Chasim and Kala, that you're allowed to, Rav would be allowed to be in the Sadr Kedushin, to recite Shavir Brachos as a form of Chesed to the Chasim Akala, even Tov Shloshim at a Chuppah. Not that he'd be allowed to participate in the Suda, not that he could even attend the Suda, but he could attend the Chuppah and say the Brachos. Strictly speaking, the Ramah is talking about the classic practice, which was that the Masada Kedushin would recite the Berachos Eirusin and would recite the Berachos Nesu'im. This contemporary practice of giving out Shavir Brachos to six or seven people is a relatively modern invention. Traditionally, the Masada Kedushin said all the Brachos. So the Ramah, strictly speaking, probably never conceived of splitting up Shavir Brachos to multiple people. He's talking about, when he says, recite Berachos Eirusin and Berachos Nesu'im, he means to do the Sadr Kedushin. But Rabbi Willig at least assumes that the same applies in our practice of calling up multiple people for Shavir Brachos, that an Avil is going to receive a bracha of Shavir Brachos could attend that part of the chuppah. That happened to me when I was in a veilus for my mother. My sister-in-law got married Tok Shloshim. So Rabbi Willig said to me that if I got a bracha under the chuppah, then I could attend the chuppah. So Rabbi Willig just points out that under the circumstances, what about music and dancing that goes on in the chuppah? So strictly speaking, so what about, let's take a step back, what's the status of music b'chlal for an avo? So Ravadia writes, Pei Shin and Ches, that he's not really sure to begin with what the source is for an iser for an avo to listen to music during his avails. It doesn't appear in any primary source. He said, Aruch HaShulchan writes over here, Sifkat in Yud Beis, that even though the Ramah allows Masada Kedushin, the Rav to be Masada Kedushin when he's in Avelos, but he shouldn't listen to any music. The Vajra says, what's wrong with listening to music? Hecha Matzino and Isser listening to music. Because maybe what he needs is music that's going to lead to dancing. If it's going to lead to dancing, that's a bigger problem. That's in this Mutei Chasin Akala that the Ramah's talking about. That's dancing. Dancing would be more of a problem al Simcha. But then Ravadi writes, that presumably, even listening to music is Nichlal, as part of an Isser Simcha. And the Chachmas Adam seems to assume that. Chachmas Adam in Klal Kufsamach Beis Si'if Beis. Kufsamach Vav Si'if Beis. Kufsamach Vav Si'if Beis. So Rabbi Willi just pointed out that usually when you at the walking down the aisle, the music that's played is of the slower pace, not dancing music. So there, it's arguable that there's no iser of listening to slow music. That's what Rabbi Willi thinks, that's what the Divrei Sofim writes. But then, it would probably be appropriate for the Avel to walk out before they start the Odishama at the end of the chuppah, with a dancer. That's what I did at that time. Although, Rabbi Lilly points out, and this is printed in the piece at the end of the Amorichai on Moed, that even here, maybe you could argue it's not so terrible to remain, because that music is really topical to the whole chuppah. So if you end up saying there, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's probably better to walk out before the Odi Shama, and then after they finish dancing and stop the music, to go back in and say mazel tov to the parents, and then leave for good. Parenthetically, Divrei Sofrim assumes Sichat and Gimel. He writes, it's Pasha that listening to Tate music is also Aser Penavo. Rabbi Lilly assumes it's Pasha that listening to Tate music is Mutter Penavo.
Who was the first one?
The Divrei Sofrim. But anyway, there's definitely what to rely on, the different minhagim that the Ramah records about, given that theoretically Nikra Din, it may well be permissible to attend the chuppah Sam if you're not eating. So this allowance of reciting Shavar Brachos or the Masada Kedushin is definitely consistent with that. So the recommended practice is that we recommend the Minig is Sam and Avil doesn't attend even a chuppah. If there's a very close familial connection, father-mother, so then common practice is to allow that, and then even to allow attending the Suda, although perhaps not eating. And there's the allowance for the Masada Kedushin or someone reciting Shavar Brachos to attend a chuppah to recite those brachos. Okay. If you look at the Pesach Shuvos of Katan Beis, Pesach Shuvos writes, he cites the Shelos Yaivitz. He writes a lot of things. Lefisha Vadaiti Ein Devar Mekrachim Lo Hevesim. Because he's not convinced about the accuracy of what the Shelos Yaivitz writes, he doesn't quote it here in the Pesach Tshuva. So one of the things that the Shelos Yaivitz writes there is that it would be permissible to attend a Seudas Mitzvah, let's say a Seudas Shavar Brachos, on Shabbos, because if you're someone that would be expected to attend and don't attend, that would be a manifestation of a velus beferhesia, which is prohibited on Shabbos. So it would be permissible for a relative, let's say, to attend a Suda Shavar Brachos on Shabbos, because failure to do so may constitute a velus beferhesia. Rabbi Felder quotes from Ramosha that Ramosha was makel about this, without explaining reasoning or without any more direct citation. There is a shach in a couple places, most explicitly in Siman Tav Sifkatan Beis. Where the shach writes that the whole notion of avelus b'farhesia being prohibited on Shabbos is limited to nihuge avelus that are nihuge shiva. So if something is a shiva halacha, so then if that constitutes avelus b'farhesia, it would be prohibited on Shabbos. So to walk in the street with sneakers, without leather shoes on Shabbos, would be a violation of avelus b'farhesia, because that is a public display of a nihug avelus, which is a halacha in Shiva. However, if the given nihug avelus is halacha in shloshim / yud beis kodesh, then there's no restriction of avelus b'per hefka. So the shelos yavis is assuming against the shach, but according to the shach, there would be no automatic dispensation for a relative to attend the suda shavuot even on Shabbos, because that is an iser of shloshim / yud beis kodesh, and according to the shach principle, Nihuge Avelus of Shloshim / Yud Beis Kodesh are Noheg on Shabbos, even if it would constitute a form of Avelus B'Far Hesya. Presumably that may be the basis of the justification for our Minog, based on the Ramah, of an oval not participating in Hakafos on Simchas Torah, or an oval not participating in Hoshanos on Sukkos, based on a Margil. Even though these are public displays of Avelus, and the lack of participation is something that is noted, that is apparent to public, but to the extent that there is such a restriction, is based on an extension of Isser Simcha, and Simcha is a Shloshim / Yud Beis Kodesh halacha, not a Shiva halacha. Rabbi Lulik said to me, it's sometimes difficult to precisely define some of these minhagim, like Hoshanos and Hakafos. Kach Nagu doesn't necessarily have to fit into these categories, but it does seem to fit in this case. So according to the Shach, what would emerge is that there's no automatic heter for a karov to attend a Seudas Shavar Brachos even on Shabbos, even to Shloshim or Yud Beis Kodesh. To attend without eating may be permissible. As we'll see, we're not going to have time to get to it today, but the lower class of Sudas Mitzvah, below Sudas Nisuin, where there's a more robust heter to attend without eating. In the same situation I was in, where my sister-in-law got married to Tel Shloshim, so I did not attend Shabbat Brachos meals. Shal Shudas, I walked in to say Divrei Torah and then I left. That's this issue as to whether that would constitute a Avelus B'Far Hesya, even for a closer relative, we're according to the Shach, Avelus B'Far Hesya shouldn't be a Cheshra. Okay, we have to stop here. Next time, tomorrow, we will finish up Simcha and talk about Sudas Mereyas and other Sudas Simcha. And then we'll try to start or cover Shin Sadi Gimel, Yitzia Min Habayis. Tomorrow, I have to give early.